Okay, students, after we finish for the sessions of job analysis, if you trace back to the slide number one, so this handout, this is the topics of the sessions of job analysis, job designs, and job descriptions. We already finished for the sessions of job analysis regarding Krungan, and after since to again. To brush up your understanding, what about our current topic? We already finished in the first topics of the green areas of job analysis, which is, as I discussed earlier, within these chapters, we're going to talk for the topic within the areas of green area, which is we have another remainder about job description, job specifications, and related topic about job specifications. Which is job rotation, job enrichment, job enlargement, which is already talked in the green area. We already finished for the first topic of job analysis. Okay, it's within this sound clip sessions. We're gonna talk for the second topic in the green area, which is job descriptions. Let's start at the slide number 13. Job descriptions and job specifications. Okay, let's start with the job descriptions. ภาษาไทยก็คือคำบรรยายลักษณะงานหมายถึงตำแหน่งงานนั้นๆต้องทำอะไรนั่นเอง Let's see the definitions of job descriptions. A written statement explaining what a job holder does, how the work is performed, and where and when it is performed. Yes, within the job descriptions is really important. Statement, which is the business company, especially the human resource department, have to know and convey this document or also the statement related to job descriptions to the employee of particular working position, for example, marketing representative, sales executive, flight attendant, receptionist, gong ziat, restaurant manager, and so forth. The examples that I already discussed mentions, they are the example of working positions, which is particular working positions. They have different or specific job description accordingly. And the business organization is going to use this to be the evidence to track with the actual performance of particular working positions before the end of the fiscal years for performance evaluations or performance appraisals that particular person who responds for that particular positions, how about levels that they accomplish or succession for how percentage that they success for particular tasks within his or her positions. For particular positions, it might have 10, 20 or 25. It depends on the position, number of statement for the scopes of their working responsibility or such a things that they have to do. Yet that's why by this fundamental explanations, let's see for the key statement, a written statement explaining. Yet job description ที่ภาษาไทยเมื่อสักครู่ครูบอกว่ามันแปลว่า sorry คำบรรยายลักษณะงานนะ This is the written statement explaining.What are job holders? What does this mean, job holders? Which is the working positions in that positions. For example, you are the job holders of flight attendants because you are the positions of flight attendants. You are the job holders of flight manager. Yes, your working position is flight manager. The job holder have to do how to perform. Yes, and when. Yes, this is the definitions of job descriptions. And next.Another topic which is related to job description is job specifications. การกำหนดคุณลักษณะเฉพาะตำแหน่งของงาน. If we trace back to the slide number 2, the stage within our green area, they are the fundamental concept which is the organizations, especially through the human resource department, use the information in the green area that we have to be the base of recruitment and selections for sure. Yet, before we...Start to the process of recruitment, which is finding people from the labor market to fill in the positions or the vacancy that we need. Yet, after we know, analyze, and know about job description, after job analysis, and after we already define the job description of that particular position, for the next stage, we pick up that kinds of embed informations from job descriptions to propose the specifications or the qualifications. What should be the basic or what should be the qualifications of that position, which is used to recruit, used to be the base of information to recruit. Most of the times, if you imagine about yourself after graduations, the really first things that you're gonna do is fighting for the jobs. For example, you search for the job from searching engines, jobdb.com and so forth. In that searching engine for finding or recruitment classify for the jobs, it has many job announcements. Of many company. The job announcements of many company, the key statement or the statement which is appears in the job announcements of particular positions of particular company, in that statement is the reflections of job specifications, which is based on the previous process of job descriptions and job analysis. Okay, let's see the key statements of job specifications. A written statements of the qualification, skills, and know-how. Yes, that's why it is exactly clear. A written statement of qualifications. What kinds of qualifications which is needed to that particular position to do that job effectively? For example, why it's in some statement in the job announcement, which is the job specifications in some positions. For example, can work under pressure. The statements of can work under pressure, sometimes it's defined a statement in some positions of job announcement, for example, sales representative. Because what? Because for many cases, the organizations already make the job analysis and already defined the job descriptions that job sales representative, they have to make a deal with customer. And for many cases, some customer is very hard to deal. Some customer, it's really, they need really, they take the critical bargaining to you. They find it, they request for the informations and informations and informations again, and negotiate for the price critically. And do so many things, which is, as a sales representative, your objective is you're going to sell the product for the company. But you have to accept for many kind of, I would say, exercise powers of the customer. For example, if that customer is the key customer of the company, he or she may exercise many bargaining, so or request for many informations, and negotiate to you for so many things. This kinds of mega deals, it's maybe potentially make the sales representative get in really critical pressure. That means in the job specifications, which is the statement which is defined in the job announcement, the business company, they defined its statement during the times of recruitment, can work under pressure because they already analyzed and defined the job descriptions that positions have to make a deal with some critical situations. Or in the good interpersonal skills in some position, for example, flight attendant, or some positions which just interact with customer. This the good interpersonal skills, it's defined in the job announcements or the job specifications of some position in the classified. Because what? Because the job descriptions of servicer, by the nature, by the routine basis of these working positions, they have to make a deal with people all the times. That's why good interpersonal skills is such a kind of things which is really important, because based on the job description, serve the customer, solve the problem to the customer, welcome for the customers, and so forth. Yet, this kind of job descriptions, yet, it reflects some things that it's really needed for good interpersonal skills. That means the statement of good interpersonal skills, it's defined in the job specifications, which is eventually, it appears in the job announcement in the recruitment process. Yet, this is the written, the job specification, that's why the key statement is a written statement of the qualifications, skills, and know-how of job applicant, which particular person who need, which is who, for any person who needed to apply for that position, and it's needed to perform the job successfully. This is the definitions. Sorry, in the page number 14, yes, this is the three concept: job analysis, job specifications, and job descriptions. These three concepts are really closely related to each other as the prerequisite stage. Job analysis, job descriptions, and job specifications. The prerequisite basis: job analysis, job descriptions, and job specifications. Okay, let's see for the examples of the job descriptions. Within these sessions, I provide you for two examples of the job descriptions of two working positions. The first example of the job descriptions is the job descriptions of the positions of flight attendant, and the second is job descriptions of barista. Okay, let's see one by one. Before starting, let me say apologize. In the page number 17, the job descriptions of the flight attendants is going to be finished at the item number 3. Sorry that I misoperate about the slides. Actually, number 4 and number 5 actually supposed to be appears in the slide number 18, which is item number 1 and 2 of the job descriptions of barista. I have to say apologize for this. Okay, this is some misoperations about my slides. I have to say it in advance then. Okay, let's see for the slide number 15, the job description of flight attendant. Guest, assist for safety and comfort to passengers. Yes, because what? Because by the natures of passengers, which is in the cabins, which is have, okay, it doesn't matter short or long haul flight or flight operations, it's short or long. But however, every passenger have to be fixed it in the limited space and certain kinds of altitudes, which is very high, and in the kind of environment which is totally different from the ground state or their routine life, which has made them uncomfortable in some conditions because the air pressure is lower and many temperature, it's maybe not that really truly friendly for survivals of human being by the limited space and length of times that they operate. So the flight attendants, by the nature of the position itself, it's how to make the people get in trouble as few as possible, because as a human being, they're gonna get in not friendly constraints about environments. That means the first duty for a flight attendant is assist for safety and comfort. How to make passengers to get comfort as much as possible during that kinds of unfriendly conditions for a human being. This is the first duty of flight attendant. Yeah. Always conduct safety check before flight. You see the word always, because safety is really critical priority, especially in the kinds of journeys of aviations. That means the flight attendants have to take seriously, because the safety of customer is the really first priority. If you by the regularly the airline flight attendant for some airline calling for security and safety training, it may be required at least 2 times a year to remind that when some critical situation, especially accident or unsafety occur, such a kind of functioning or perform the duty for safety of the passengers, it's supposed to be really subconscious mind or automatically done. That means this why the company have to do that for at least for some company, for some airlines, 2 times a year for safety training, because this is come from the second job descriptions. The flight attendants always conduct safety check for before flight. Because yes, that's why as a passengers you can notice for many cases that before takeoff, why did flight attendants really serious about the adjusting about your seat and adjusting about your seat belt and the completion for the whole things of the cabins. Make sure that old thing is already in lockdown completely. Yes, because this has come from this job descriptions. The third is greet and communicate with customer. Yes, greet and communicate with customer. Yes, this is the simply speaking. The passengers is going to be to such a kind of place or conditions which is unfriendly to them for a length of times. It doesn't matter short or long haul flight, but however, you have to make them comfort as much as possible. And especially it's the flight attendant, you are the brand, at least you are the brand ambassador, or you are the brand representative of the airline company. Carry the name product to the passengers as the company customer, as an airline customer. That means you have to greet and communicate with customers. Help passengers find their seat. Yes. Before flight, yes, you have to, yes, after the passenger get into other cabins, especially in economy class, which is the seat, it's quite big amounts of number. Okay, it's business and first class as well, even though it's smaller in terms of number, but however, you have to greet them and carry them and lead them, help them to find their seats. Yes. The next is prepare and serve drink and food to passengers. It doesn't matter for short or long haul flight. Yes, definitely, especially the long haul flight, it have so many details because, for example, trans-Pacific or trans-Atlantic flight or cross-ocean flight, it's needed as a flight operation. It's for many hours or more than 10 hours, or some flight it's almost 20 hours. It's also very complications. It's really needed to manage the foods and drink because the passenger is going to eat for more than one meal. That means you have to make the preparations, especially for such a kind of limited conditions. You have to prepare it carefully because you have to serve for the food and drink for many people. For example, please think about in the economy class, which is the ratio of flight attendants per customer. It's one, maybe one for 20, one for 30, one for 50, one for 60. That means you have to do it really careful because you have to do it in really hygienic to see all equipment in really safety conditions. Because you do it on the, sometimes it's really fluctuations in terms of the air pole, which is make the flight cannot fly smoothly, which is maybe easy for accidental. That means you have to prepare not only for hygienic but safety conditions. Do check about the whole things about the trolley, which is you do it for your passengers. Serve your passenger for the meal. Or the first class, you have to be careful because everything gonna sit onto the private table, which is on the private seat area. That means it's comprised of many equipments, accompaniment on the passenger seat, which is you have to be careful and safety and make it to be hygienic. Take order from passengers. Yes. For many cases, it's, yes, especially for the business and first class passengers, they can request you for every times, for everything that they want and any times that they want. That means you have to take order from passengers. Present emergency equipment and give instructions to passengers on how to use this equipment. Yes. If maybe in the current situation, some international flights on the cabin, they already provide the video clip monitors. Yes, it can be helpful for flight attendants in some aircraft type or in some routing, which is no needed to operate for this. But however, in some flight, which is some domestic or small aircraft type, it's still like a video clip monitor. But however, this is the duty of flight attendants to present the stage how to use equipment which is well in safety for the passengers, especially for the instructions which is make customer remind themselves all the times when the emergency occur how to use it, how to use them. The next is monitor or manage secure the cabin. monitor and manage secure. Yes, it may be possible. For example, non-smoking flight is really prohibited for smoking. But in some cases, this is example, some passengers break the rules by doing this. Yet, you have to monitor and manage. Yet, a really polite manner, how to make them, how to beat such a kind of person who potentially to make the rule, to make them come back to the rule, or how to block them to do something, break out to the rule, or some person's request for alcoholic drink, which is more than expected or more than supposed amount, which potentially by the alcoholics and alcoholics too much, it may be annoyed or harm for the other passengers. This conditions, this is really challenge a duty for the flight attendant, how to block these groups of people with the polite manner, how to make them to stop that kind of unsupposed behavior, but within the polite manner, and don't interrupt for the climb or peacefulness of the other passengers. This is really challenge for. Yes, because some person you cannot check for the psychology syndromes, just like it is maybe not that really requirements for the, it's not a requirement for the flying, because some critical psychology syndrome, it's have no any showing or hint or sign, that means this kinds of bad behavior maybe potentially show up by drinking, consuming the really abundance more than supposed amount of alcohol, which may be potentially harm the others. How to manage this? Sorry. Adhere to all aviation rules and regulations. Yes, the safety comes first. That means you have to block or protect the passengers, everyone, to not break to the rule with the polite manner. Yes, you have to really understand for the whole things about that. Flight operation rule and regulations, what can make it safety. Assist passengers and cabin crew during emergency situations. Yes, this is another. Provide help to passengers with special needs, children, disabled persons, and elders. You can see in some flight, in some sessions, which is they have the baby on board. Some passengers who respond for that sessions would have the small infant. They wear something which is the symbol of grooming, which is made the people in the cabin know that this person ใส่ชุดที่เป็นชุดแม่บ้านดูแลเด็กคลุมไปทีนึงในเครื่องแบบของเขานะ which made the other passengers know that this flight attendants have the specific duty to handle for. They may have infants in that area of her responsibility. Yes, or some disabled. That means these groups of people, you have to learn about how to serve, learn about some kind of learn about some kinds of human physiology. How to carry, how to equip, and how to approach with the appropriate posture, how to approach properly to some kinds of elder or some kind of sick person, how to the way that about their body positions, that proper way to approach them. That's mean in the training course, it's you have needed to learn during the training program before you're doing for your jobs, and it's traced back to the job specifications. That's why it's needed for the physical requirements of flight attendant. This is one of the qualifications which is defined in the job announcement, because what yet you have to provide help for some passengers which is in some special conditions, children, disabled, or elder. That means the strong health condition which is prompt to and flexible for movement. It's one of the really important qualifications. That means some certain levels of height. It depends on the requirements of each airline. It's different. But however, it's the requirements for the person who apply for the working for the job positions. prepare and submit report on flight incidents. Yes. Just what things occurs in the flight and how, and you do what to manage that, because the airline company gonna keep that to be the records to improve the policy of serving customer. Yes, you have to keep the records that what's going on and report to the airline company to know. Members, please need to see the slides number 17. Prepare and submit reports and flight incidents. Yes. The next is clean or sanitize work areas, utensils or equipment. Yes. Especially before departing, you have to check up for all things which is in prompt conditions, our equipment, our utensils. It's in positions of clean and clean. Clean and service seating area. Yes, this is the whole things of the examples of the job descriptions of flight attendant. Yes, let's see another examples of the job descriptions of barista. And yes, as I discussed earlier, terribly sorry for my misoperations about the slides. Actually, number 4 and number 5 within the slides number 17 actually is supposed to be number 1s and 2s of job descriptions of barista. Check temperature of freezer, refrigerators, or heating equipment to ensure proper functioning. Yes. Because what? Because barista, please make the imaginations about coffee house. Barista, they have, yes, in simply speaking, everyone knew that barista, that these positions have the main duty to making coffee and take care for the bakery parts, which is when people visiting for the coffee house, they consume for both coffee and bakery parts. That's mean for the whole thing, which is related. It's the duty of barista, check temperature, freezer, refrigerator, or heating equipment to ensure proper functioning, because the whole things, as mentioned in this statement, they are also related equipments for the barista, as in cooker, as in coffee maker, who produced the beverage and food for the customer. That means you have to ensure that everything is in the functioning. It's not in malfunction conditions. Sorry. Otherwise, if why this divided to be the first duty, because the latter jobs cannot be operated. It's impossible for the latter job can be operated if the fridge, refrigerator, and heating equipment is not in well function conditions. The latter, the next, and next work can be skipped by automatically if the first things cannot function. The next is describe menu items to customer or suggest products that might appeal to them. Yes, as the coffee is comprised of many, if you make the imaginations about some leading coffee house, one thing that you can see it. For many cases, especially in some country, for example, Thailand, in the very first beginnings of the launch of the products of finished French coffee, most of the Thai people, or even now, some groups of Thai people still don't know how different between latte, espresso, cappuccinos, and some special menu, which is some coffee house offer. Especially some leading coffee house is comprised of more than 20 menus. So, or newly initiated menus as the product differentiation policies of the company, or some coffee house launched some kind of special menu during some special greeting seasons. For example, Starbucks company, they launched the toffee nut latte, which is extremely sweet in some greeting season menu in Christmas or New Year's celebrations. That means it's really possible for the customer to ask for how about the blends of that menu, how about taste, and how about the levels of intensifications of caffeine of that. Do it, how about a test of it? That means you're gonna face with these problems from some groups of customer or maybe big groups of customer in some situations. That means one of the main duty of the barista is describes the items. what is the blend of that? And how about the test? And how about the levels of intensifications of caffeines and so forth? That means the requirements for a barista, if you see in the job announcements of many companies, it's such a kind of person who proposed to apply for this position, the job specification is the knowledge about coffee or some basic fundamental knowledge, which is prompts for training. The next is order received for stock supply or retail product. Yes, you have to make an order and receive. Yes, if you, it's very simple practice. When you make the imaginations of many coffee holds, when you order, yes, not only for the order by the menu which is appears, but many cases customer may have some special request for some personal customizations, decrease the level of sweet, increase for some whipped creams and so forth. You order receive and you check the stock supply for retail products. Yes, not only for the order but the retail. That's mean, for example, some coffee house sells for the cups, sell for some special brand item, private brand items, cup which is them, the company brand. Yes, as a barista, you also have to check and provide it on the shelf, make it to be prompt for selling to customer. Provide customer with product details such as coffee blends and preparation descriptions. Yes, this is already discussed. Receive and process customer payment. Yes, the payments, especially for the current conditions, which we discuss with from your personal experience, you might see that for the current situations in the world of technology, it's comprised of many kinds of payments. Some payment is by cash, some payment is by some applications which is linked to the bank, which the company already provide for the equipment which is high technology, or some companies sell the debit cards, which is, yes, the customer have many kinds, or some customer have the application to cut off the account which is they already purchased. So the customer has many channels of payments. That means you have to be flexible to handle for the case and explain when some problems occur, especially for the case of applications payment. Some persons maybe in the generations of baby boomer or the beginning states of the generation X, which is the person who more than 50 years old up. These groups of people is maybe potentially they already purchased the big amounts of debit amount in his or her account in the applications. Sorry, but he cannot function or struggling with some problems during the payment times. You have to explain them and carry the payment smoothly, because maybe the letter customer wait for in the long queuing. You have to how to do it fastly with it smoothly with the polite manner. Serve prepare foods such as muffins, biscotti, and baguettes. Yes, prepared. Yes, as we discussed earlier, the barista is the product in the coffee house. It's not just coffee, not just only coffee, but also bakery parts. That means you have to, yes, after the first duty and the job descriptions, but just make the preparation, verify about the check-in well functions of all equipment, refrigerator, ovens, and all equipment which is prompt to make for coffee and bakery. It's because within this duty, you have to do it. Stock customer receive stations with paper products or beverage preparations item. Yes, make everything which is, yes, it's really important. Some, especially if you are the brand names or recognized brands of the coffee house, this kind of supply is supposed to be in really fully supply and prompt for use all the times. Next, it's take customer order and convey them to other employee for preparations. The number 11, it means the task interdependence in terminology of human resource. Task interdependent, ความขึ้นอยู่ระหว่างกันของงาน. Task interdependence, because after take order, you are not just only one person who carry. For many cases, if you make the imaginations in the coffee house, some coffee house, they have the specials or really quality working methodologies. After you make an order, after the customer make an order to the first barista, which is key in, and receive your order, the first barista, that person's already make speak out loudly for the menus of the customer, and use the pens to record for the whole things about the specific requirements of that menu, which and speak out loudly. This kind of thing is the process of some quality coffee house, which ensure that the next barista or the next worker who take this order for making coffee and make the menu to the customer can do it with the correct basis, have no anything missed from the customer order. That means this is, if we analyze by the human resource terminology, we call it task interdependence, because just only one barista, for many cases, cannot do things completely, especially during the times that customer is crowded or you are the big coffee house. That means the duty number 11, it's take customer order and convey them to the other employee, to the other barista, for make the preparation for this menu to the customer. Number 12 is number 12 is take out the garbage. For many cases, if you make the imaginations in many coffee houses, sometimes it have some, this is maybe the topics that we're gonna talk later on, job rotations. For some cases, you can, one barista, it's to make an order, take an order to the customer. Sometimes this barista rotated to do making coffee. Sometimes this barista rotated to take out the garbage. They make the job rotations. That means one barista can do so many things in the coffee house branch. That means if as a customer, sometimes you make the observations, you can see some coffee house, the barista take the garbage out from the areas of coffee making or out from the areas of the branch. Because yet, if you trace back to descriptions, it have some statements which is mentions about to make the clean nets or safety nets in the areas of coffee making or the branch. The number 13 is weight grain or pack coffee beans for a customer. Yet, it's possible that some customer purchase the coffee beans back home but to make the coffee in the homemade cafe. That means since they purchase, yet the barista have the duty to pack it, because some customer or maybe some brand it's already packaged from the company, it's fine. But however, some coffee house, they sell by the weight. That means you have to make a packing for the customer, because as I discussed earlier, some groups of customer purchases to make it at home. Wrap, label, or date food item for sale. Yet, make it prompt at the counter. Wrap it to be in the prompt condition for sale. Or some groups of customer carry out. That means you have to wrap it in the conditions that which is prompt for eat, and make sure that the conditions that you wrapped is already in complete conditions until handing to the person who take it outside. Create sign to advertise store product or event. Yet sometimes, create sign to advertise store product or event. Sometimes some situation, it's maybe buy one get one free or some special promotion. Sometimes you have to make some kinds of display or create some signs to the passengers to know about some special conditions of promotions. The next is demonstrate the use of retail equipment such as espresso machines. Yet, in some coffee houses, especially leading coffee houses, they sell for the coffee making machine product. They sell for the coffee beans to make the customer to make it at home. That means these groups of customers, they not just purchase for a cup of coffee, drink in-house, off branch, or take out, but they purchase the coffee bean or coffee making machines, or about the coffee filter equipment. That means that customer may request for, I don't know that how really use it. That means that before purchasing, if the customer requests, this is the duty for the barista to make the demonstrations, how to use it, how to make it. Yes, you can. I strongly believe that you can see this the scenario for many cases in some leading coffee houses. The next is prepare or serve menu items such as sandwich or salad. Yes, serve it at the table. Set up restock products display. Yet the product display, please make the imaginations. If you are the customer and go to the coffee house, and what do you see in the counter which is sell the bakery, but the item it's have many spaces and have many some you can see the rare which is have no any product filled up. For many cases, customer may feel not that really good. That means because in the perceptions of customer, it seems to be not prompt. The customer feel negative by the sense of human being. That means if the display is look fully and look around, you can see many items abundantly and fully occupy occupancy rates fully on the display. It's make a customer feel positive to buy. Slide foods, vegetable desserts, or meats for use in food service. Yet, as we discussed earlier, not just only coffee preparations, but also food preparations. This is the 19, sorry for forgetting, put some number. This is the whole duties of job descriptions of barista. That's mean for the whole things that we talk within these sessions. It's about job, the meanings of job descriptions and how job descriptions is linked to job specifications. And exemplifying to job descriptions of two servicer, this is flight attendants and barista, which is how it's related, why they have to do that, and why the company have to assign them to do this, because the whole thing which is in their duty in the job descriptions that we exemplify for these positions. You can make it observed by your daily life exactly. And yes, definitely at the end of fiscal years, the company, business company, gonna use this to be the requirements, to be the evidence, to make the performance appraisal or the performance evaluations of these two working positions and use the results of the appraisals or evaluation to be the base of salary promotions or vertical mobility or up positions for the company employee. Yet, after this, for the next parts, we're going to talk about the job specifications. Let's see for the next sessions.